Welcome to Jyväskylä on my behalf also, and welcome to this info session. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about cycling. And I have a presentation. I'll share it in a moment. And I was thinking that I can answer questions after my presentation, since this is quite short. So you can write questions to the chat, and I'll answer to them after I'm done my presentation, so that's probably easiest. And here I can share this. No, it's not. Wait. There we go. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about cycling, because it's a very easy and popular way to get around the city, especially among students. Here are a couple of reasons why you might want to use your bike to get around in the city. It's fun, easy, and cheap. It's really fast, especially on short distances, usually even faster than driving a car. You're free from timetables and traffic jams. So with buses, you need to be dependent on the bus timetables. With bike, you can go whenever you want to. It's a good way to get some exercise and fresh air into your day. And it's also good for the planet to use your bike instead of using a car or a bus. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about bikes. Here are a couple of places where you can get bikes from. You'll get this presentation as a PDF in your email, so no need to write these down. You can check it later from the presentation. In addition to these places listed here, there are probably some other places. These are just kind of the most well-known, and also these are all kind of near the campus, so easy to find. Also, you can find online marketplaces, Facebook groups, places like that, where you can maybe find used bikes. And then there are, of course, bike shops selling new bikes. Your bike usually comes with a bell, and if it doesn't, I recommend purchasing one. They are not that expensive. If there are, for example, pedestrians walking ahead of you, it's polite to let them know that you're coming. If you don't have a bell, you can just say anteeksi or excuse me. For winter, I really recommend looking into spiked tires, which make it much easier and safer to cycle when the conditions get icy and snowy. Especially in Jyväskylä, since we also have quite a lot of hills, so the spiked tires really help with that in the winter time. Here are a couple of things that are required by the law. So this is not like voluntary or something nice to have. This is required. You need to have a white light in the front of your bike and a red light at the back of your bike. And also you need to have reflectors on the sides. They can be in the spokes, like in this picture, or they can be, your tires can have like reflective sides, or there might also be reflectors on the pedals. Usually if you buy a new bike, it comes with these, but with used bikes, it's your responsibility to check that it has all the necessary lights and reflectors. And when you have gotten your bike, it's a good idea to take care of it so it stays in good shape and cycling is safe. So please remember to lock your bike always. Unfortunately, it's quite common for bikes to get stolen. So locking them is always a good idea. And when buying a bike, you should check that it either comes with a lock or that you buy a lock at the same time that you buy your bike. Add enough air in the tires. There are also some public like pumps where you can add air to your tires in the city center. For example, in front of Kasvisravintola Katriina, there is one, I think, on Kauppakatu, and also on the pedestrian area in the center, there is one such a place. So, and I think the student village has also a public place where you can pump air to your tires. So, if you don't have your own pump, you can use those. And then it's good to add oil regularly to your chains that will keep your bike in working order for a long time. Then there are of course some rules for cycling which are as follows. Always, if there is a sign that has like a picture of a bike, it's quite obvious that that is where you can and where you should cycle. Always cycle on the right side of the road. And if there is this kind of round sign with only pedestrians in it, this means that you can't cycle there. Also, if there is a clearly a sidewalk and there is no sign at all, that means that you can't cycle there. So sidewalks are only allowed if there is a sign specifically saying that you can cycle there. Otherwise, sidewalks are only for pedestrians, and then you cycle on the road with the cars. So here's a example. The other one clearly has the pedestrian sign, no cycling there. And the other picture here, there is no sign. So also you're not allowed to cycle on this sidewalk. There's someone walking with their bike. That is okay, of course, because then you're walking and not cycling. But if you would want to cycle on this road, you could cycle here. On the car lane up. Then there are some areas that are shared with cyclists and pedestrians. The whole Kauppakatu, basically the main street going from campus to the center, is either one of these two. The upper part of Kauppakatu is this living street. And the lower side of Kauppakatu is a pedestrian zone. And the important thing to remember about these is that the pedestrians have priority here. So you need to give way to pedestrians on these areas. And you need to adjust your speed so that you can always give way to the pedestrians. So the speed limit is 20, and sometimes you might need to even go lower than that to give way to the pedestrians. The main difference between these are that on this living street, there are also cars and motor vehicles there, and on the pedestrian zone, there mostly are no cars or motor vehicles there. And like I said, in some places you need to cycle on the road with cars. So when you do that, you are a vehicle and you have the exactly same rules as the car drivers. So you use the traffic lights as cars do, and you should use Well, you should always use not only when cycling with cars, but cycling with cars, it's especially important that you use hand signals when you are turning. So you just point with your hand which way you are turning. I have a wall here, so I can't reach my hand. And also, when there are cars parked to the side of the road, please be careful with the car doors opening. So keep a safe distance from the parked cars. Then zebra crossings are if they have this kind of line that has like a, how do you say? Well, you see the difference in these pictures that the line is like interrupted in the middle. That means that you can cycle through it, even though unfortunately these are not always painted correctly on the roads. But the important thing to remember about zebra crossings is that for cyclists, they don't change anything in who has to give way. So when you are walking, cars need to give way when you are crossing a zebra crossing. But as a bike, they don't change any of the rules. So you are allowed to cycle over them, but they don't like protect you in the same way they protect pedestrians. So make sure that when you are crossing a zebra crossing, you take care. And of course, if the car has a stop sign or a triangle sign or it's turning, it needs to give way like it would need to give way even if there wasn't a zebra crossing. But the zebra crossing doesn't change anything in the rules with bikes on who has to give way. Then there is this maybe a little bit specialty of Jyväskylä or Finland, are bike boxes, which is basically a place where you can wait for the traffic lights to change in front of the cars. And there are a couple of these near campus, so that's why it's important to know what they are for. So basically, it's a place where you can go in front of the cars, wait for the light to turn green, and then when the light turns green, you are the first one to leave before the car, so that increases safety. And in the box, you should align yourself in the way where you are going. So if you're turning right, you go to the right side of the box. If you're turning left, you go to the left side of the box. If you're going straight, you go into the middle of the box. And that was pretty much it. I'm from JYPS, which is the Jyväskylä Cycling Club. And we also organize these trainings for driving or for cycling on the roads and on the rules. So you can check our website for that. They are like they're in Finnish. I think we don't have any English ones at the moment, but I think all the instructors who organize those do speak English, so you can attend those and you can tell that you are speaking English, and they can also tell the things in English. And also, of course, they're really practical training, so they actually cycle along the kind of difficult places in the city center, so you can also just learn by doing and watching. But that was my presentation, and now I'll check if there are questions. So I'll stop sharing the screen. And also you can ask more questions if there are. So are there any places that teach how to bike? So, like I said, we have these katuajokoulutus, but I'm not sure. Did you mean like if you haven't biked at all, like you've never learned how to ride a bike? In that case, I'm not sure. Or I, yeah. I'm not sure there's any official official place, but I think in all kind of cycling related questions, you can contact us at jupspistefi, and we also have a Facebook group, and you can usually ask these kind of things. You might find like a volunteer or a friend or maybe another exchange student who could teach you how to ride a bike. It's actually not that difficult to learn even as an adult. Any other questions? What if you're not super confident? Well, I think most of the streets in the city center, the cars are not going that fast, so I don't think you need to be super confident. And if, of course, not everyone has a driving license, but if you have a driving license, you can, the rules are the same as they would be if you were driving a car. But but I would encourage everyone to try, and you can take it slow and in your own pace, and maybe go with a friend if you are if you are not confident in the beginning. Yeah, what are laws requiring regarding helmets? Helmets, the law recommends them, but there is no punishment for not using a helmet. So the law recommends using them. I recommend using them, but you won't get a fine or anything like that if you don't use a helmet. Are these rules same for electronic scooters? Yes, they are. Electronic scooters in Finland by law are considered bikes. So the rules are the same as for bikes. And this is important to remember that the scooters, when you are on a scooter, you are not a pedestrian, you are a cyclist, and you should follow the rules for cyclists, and you should use your scooter on the cycling paths, not on like the pedestrian side. So for example, if there's this where there's two lanes, one for bikes and one for pedestrians, you should go on the cycling lane with your scooter. That was a good question. I think my presentation is a I haven't updated it with regarding the scooters. That's a good point. I should add that there, that scooters are also considered bikes. Anything else? I think I've almost used, or now it's 9:50, so I've used the time that I had. If there are no more questions or comments, we can finish here. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.